11:16 SEN. Crunch Time. Voted the most outstanding radio football program 2007, 10, 11 and 2013. For Ringwood Mazda, when it comes to the crunch, you won't get a better deal.
5 minutes to one. We're wrapping up the show here on Crunch Time. When it comes to the crunch, you won't get a better deal. With our selections and thoughts on tonight's game, before we cross to Matty G, we're going to cross to him up in the Gold Coast just to make sure that he's okay and ready to call all the action. But before we do that, let's get into this afternoon's games. And that game coming up is, of course, GWS and the Gold Coast. Pretty hot favourites, the Giants. They're on the road, though, so any chance that the Suns could worry them, do you think? Losing Swallow certainly hurts, I reckon, after last week.
Yeah, their midfield's big chance very thin. The Suns can create an upset here, but...
Really? You think a big chance?
I think so, yeah. But
on what basis?
Well, GWS beat St Kilda last week, who I reckon look really tired, mm-hmm. and have just showed the signs of, you know, between the rounds 12 and 20, some teams completely fall off the perch. St Kilda showed those signs. GWS lost three before that. Came back to beat that St Kilda team, so I'm not so sure
not
that they've turned the corner.
Yep.
Having said that, I've gone for the Giants. They probably have showed enough, and the personnel out on the ground.
Suns are a much better team up there too, aren't they? They handle the conditions.
Are. Got their contested game back, GWS, and I think that's the one thing that'll separate this game. The little man, Gary, what can he do? Can he steer the ship? In these sorts of games, he generally does, doesn't he? I mean, 50-50 games, his ability to maintain possession, make other players better players by giving them more time and space.
GWS's best player for the year is out with the injury, Shield. But Gold Coast lose their big gun up front for one of the games half the season we talked about.
Their last four games, at minus 31 contested possessions, minus 18, minus 18, and then plus 18 last week, GWS versus St Kilda.
They're
erratic.
So when they get it, they're fine, aren't they?
They're fantastic when they're in possession. I'm just worried about how tough they are right now.
Geelong and the Bulldogs. Oh, this is a really interesting game. We heard Ben Dixon say earlier that the money's for Geelong, and I think this is a 50-50 game.
Love what the Doggies have done this year. Their pressure's been fantastic, but their ball movement is slick and super quick, really aggressive, and that's the one thing that can threaten the Geelong back six, who like to lay off a little bit, who like to defend the corridor, like to defend the dangerous area. If you can carry the ball at Geelong, doesn't matter what team does it, if you can run the ball at them, you can score, and I think the Doggies can do that. I'm predicting an upset here. I've warmed the Doggies over the last couple of days.
No Joel Selwood, obviously, for the Cats. Yeah, Duncan
Doggies
does return.
Have brought in Roughhead and Campbell and Cramery. So Cramery, I think, will give them a little bit of wheels going back towards goal. I think they'll be able to cover. Roughhead and Campbell have come in because they're probably worried about the second man up syndrome with Blitzarves over the top of, I think they've named Josh Walker.
Ruck.
The stats, Luffy's stats, which are pretty accurate.
He rides the emotions of Geelong, doesn't he?
Massive ruck problems.
Yeah.
Massive.
If they get within 14 contested possessions, they're a chance of winning Geelong. When they're outside 14 contested possessions, they never win. Without Joel Selwood, I don't think they're going to get within 20 contested possessions of
the Doggies.
I'm the Doggies.
Okay. Collingwood and West Coast. We're all doing this game.
Oh, what a game.
Can't wait. It'll be live on 11:16 SEN later.
It's probably been the most anticipated game for me as a spectator to go and watch for some time. Durham, I'm not sure about the West Coast. Don't know where they lie. I think Collingwood are fantastic without the ball. Have been zipped through the last 3 weeks, and this becomes a must win. They can't have any more honourable losses. We were talking about them being a top four side probably 2 or 3 weeks ago. Now we're thinking, okay, if they get beat here, are they a top eight team?
Are they going down the same path as last year? Yeah. That's the question.
So,
who are you tipping, Durham?
35 days since the Magpies have won. I think it's going to go out to about 42 after this. The only way that
Elliot being out hurts. Yeah, I think that's a big
Cloak has to play one of his best 3 or 4 games of the year. He has to create absolute mayhem with the West Coast backman if they're to win this game.
I think their scoring problems are bigger than we think. Elliot out is more than just a good player being out. He's their second best forward. The last 3 weeks, they've scored 63 points, 91 and 73. So they're in a real scoring drought. I don't think that'll change. I don't think Cloak will kick a bag against them. I just think there'll be too much support against Cloak personally. And I'm not sure who their next best forward is. They're a bit like Fremantle. Pendlebury's probably their second best forward, like Fife is, but they can't afford to put him there.
Sydney and Hawthorn, we've discussed this game a little bit earlier on. Can anyone see a way that Sydney will win on their home
turf? Yeah, the Jetta factor is dangerous on that press up. That's if he can get do that three times for the match, that'll create enough uncertainty and it'll make Hawthorn be reluctant to press up as hard as they have been doing. And they might, but they have to win contested footy. They cannot give it to Hawthorn on their terms.
I think the Hawks will send another message tonight.
Yeah. All right, Hawks and Carlton, what a huge task to take on the Dockers.
Fremantle. They might end up with 30 points for the night, Carlton.
Yeah, some interesting challenges for John Barker ahead, I think, in the next few. They've got some tough games coming up.
His best chance of getting the job is to not win too many games. Mm. If he wins too many, all he's going to cost him is draft selections now. Just be honourable.
They want to be honourable, though. I don't think he'll want to have 100-point losses,
no.
John. That
they won't
help.
Lose by 100.
No.
Fremantle might not kick 100.
No, that's a fair point.
Are you doing the other games?
No, just tonight's games. We've got to leave because we're about to finish and we want to replay and then touch base with Matty. So let's just listen to Matty Granlund last night. And as we said, he struggled with his voice. He called. We gave him a little slip at three-quarter time saying, on your way. But on the way home, he called a race, which was just gutsy for him for SEN Racing.
Goldstein knocks it on. McKernan back there. Oh, this is dangerous. Bagley. They work. They just play with matches. Oh, Hibbard. He's in trouble as well. Stanton Hibbard. The heat is on for the Bombers and he eventually clears it. So Golden North Melbourne, SEN, TAC scoreboard. If you drive on drugs, you're not thinking straight. The margin to 3 points.
Have you had Nurry's drop?
It sounds like we've got a wounded animal in the box, do you see?
On the inside, Lindwell 80 and at the tail in the field. We're looking about 5 or 6 metres, the Boomerowie boy. I think we're gone here. In front, leading the way, it's Elia Rose. Leads by 2 metres in second placing. No, I don't think I'll get through this. Elijah Yatesy, where are you? We need you, mate. In front of Elijah Rose, down the outside, trying hard, was one step closer, but Elijah Rose wins. Second placing, we own a teach, and I think, on the inside, cop an eyeful.
Matty, it was such a gutsy performance last night. How are you going there?
I'm a little bit better, hello, but I was disappointed that you and Derm were enjoying my illness so much, and I was very happy to hear that you had a bit of a sore throat this morning, Hutto, and I hope, Derm, that you also are in bed crook for the rest of the week.
No, had about 4 packs of cigarettes, a couple of drinks on the way home. Yeah, no worries, mate, all good as gold.
No, we've got KB with me today, KB, so you might have to just do the lion's share if that's all right.
G'day, Matty.
Oh, we're stuffed. We're stuffed.
All right, boys.
Hope you have a great game, Derm. Really enjoyed that game.
Thanks, Kevin. Yeah, now, finally, Kevin, your voice is matching your head.
Get stuffed.
Old and clapped out.
And we got Plough doing special comments up there. Coming up.
Gus Mercurio's a bounty rider.
Saturday afternoon footy. It's Gold Coast and the Giants coming your way. Later, it's
25 grand.
It's the Pies and the Eagles and then Freo and Carlton to finish. This has been Crunch Time with thanks to Ringwood Mazda. When it comes to the crunch, you won't get a better deal.